So that was the story of the swans. This, however, is the story of a forest. This forest was the greenest, most ferocious forest you'd ever see. The sun was shining, the clouds were flying or gliding, and the birds were singing playfully. But then, however, there came a great sound striking through the forest. "What is that?" asked the forest man. "I don't know," said the forest lady, Rebecca. "Maybe we should check. Perhaps it's an intruder. We can never be safe in this beautiful forest."
"Yes, you are right. I shall take it on me to explore the forest and find out what that sound was. Perhaps it's true. The tree does make a sound when people hear it. When it falls, I mean."
"Yes, yes, I know what you speak of. Now, go. Find out what that was."
"Fine, I will go. Don't wake up, and if I die, find someone else to love."
And with that, she walked. It was getting dark. The moon was showing its shineful face through the gliding clouds, and it started to rain a little. And then the wind, and it was very eerie. And then she saw something she would never see again. It was a plastic bag.
"No! What is this that has defiled my forest? It's a plastic bag. It must be the humans that has left it there. They want to kill our forest. But what could that sound have been?"
So she sneaked closer and closer to the opposite side of where she was coming from. And then she saw a light.
"What is this light? I can see it."
She walked even closer, and then she realized it was
a car. It's a car. And